This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, methods of training children. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the methods of training children in the Islamic lifestyle. What we can summarize from the Islamic teachings is that there are three main methods when we are training our children or we are raising our children. And we should adopt these three methods. The first method that we have is to create a habit in the children. It is very important that when we talk about the ethics, when we talk about an Islamic house or an Islamic environment, when we talk about the spirituality in the children, therefore, if they have a specific habit, if we can create a habit of doing a specific thing which is related to their spirituality, which is related to the ethical issues, which is related to their personality, which is related to the Islamic environment which we want to have in the house, this will help them and this will help us as well to have a better environment in the house. This will make them a good person. So this is important that we need to create a good habit in them and we need to create different habits in them so that when they're used to with it, they can just do it, they can just perform it, they can just practice it even without thinking about it. And this is what we need to do. So therefore, we need to have a list of different habits so which we want in our children when we are training them. And once we are teaching them, training them, and we are emphasizing on these habits will, with the passage of time, become their routine life activities. And inshallah, they can follow these habits. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of methods of training children. And in this topic, we covered the first method, which is create a habit. Now, let me just give an example. And the example is, let's take an example of a mother who wears a hijab or who observes the hijab or she wears the veil. If she give this habit or if she can create this habit of wearing the hijab every time when she's going out of the house, and obviously the daughters, the mothers are the role model, and for the boys, the fathers are the role model. So when mother is wearing the hijab and she has made some hijab for the daughter as well, therefore, when this daughter will go outside, she will see her the way her mother is. And this is something good for her. Obviously, it gives her a good feeling that she looks like her mother. And from the very little age, when this girl is having the habit of wearing the veil, when she's grown up, she will not leave this habit. Leaving this habit will be something difficult for her. And therefore, she will think about leaving this thing. Therefore, we need to train our kids in a way so that we can create some habits in them. And this is the first method of training our children in a way so that they can be raised up according to the Islamic teachings, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.